531.
Morning, Pacific Breakfast, and now to news from around our Pacific region. And a note to listeners, the content of our next discussion you may find quite distressing. Mabel, a very, very sad investigation in Samoa.
Yes, Brian, the body of a baby was found a week ago in Apia, dumped in a rubbish bin, and it was found at Mulifanua Wharf, I hope I said that correctly, and now Samoa police are investigating, but this is pretty crazy because it comes less than a month after another baby's body was found at Lauli'i village, and quite frankly, it makes me sick to read these stories on the headlines, and it makes me even more sicker, or even more sick, to see these stories popping up every so often in our Pacific communities.
Comments from the police commissioner with regards to people sharing images on social media, totally unacceptable, and of course it's totally unacceptable. Unfortunately, this type of incident is not uncommon across the Pacific, in a number of incidents featured in the news. I think for me, when I read incidents like this, it points to something deeper in our Pacific psyche around honour, shame, and with regards to condemnation, you know, not wanting to bring shame on your family, and maybe a byproduct of, you know, our very religious views when it comes to religion. But yeah, it's the saddest thing, you know. I think of this particular mother and mothers that have unfortunately taken action like this, with similar incidents, where they get to the point that they feel that there is no other option but to take this action.
I've seen, there was an incident, similar incident in Tonga last year, where photos circulated social media of a baby's body who was dumped, and it's quite scary that it happens in New Zealand as well. I don't know if you remember the case a few years back when they found the body of a baby in Mangere Bridge.
Yes.
They were desperately looking for the mother who they believed was either Māori or Pacific. And it makes me think about the situation that the baby's mother is in to push her to those circumstances. And like you said, the culture of shame and honour in the Pacific is extreme. And we need to think about how we are as a people and how we are as a culture to actually push our young women to be doing these things. I mean, of course, everybody has responsibility, their own responsibility and their own moral compass, but as a society, as a community, what are we doing that pushes them to go to these extreme measures of getting rid of baby this way? It's so sad.
Very sad.